Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, April 28th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Card Pointers. Leading off today, Apple is preparing another leadership shakeup, this time for its secretive robotics team. Bloomberg reports that Apple is shifting its robotics team from AI chief John Gianandrea to John Ternus, its senior vice president of hardware engineering. This move comes just a month after Apple removed Siri from Gianandrea's oversight after Tim Cook reportedly lost confidence of the ability for the former Google executive to execute on product development. Siri is now led by Mike Rockwell, the creator of Apple Vision Pro, who reports to software boss Craig Federighi. Bloomberg says that Apple will move the robotics team to Ternus's purview later this month. Ternus currently leads hardware engineering for almost all of Apple's products, including the iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Vision Pro. He's also a leading candidate to eventually replace Tim Cook as Apple CEO. The robotics team at Apple is working on multiple products, including a tabletop iPad-like device with a robotic arm that moves the display around. The team is led by Kevin Lynch, who also worked on Apple Watch and Apple's failed electric car project. The team is also working on more advanced projects, such as a mobile robot that can follow users around their home. In addition to the robotics team overseen by Gianandrea, there's also a separate team working on other robotics and smart home technologies inside Apple. That team was already under the purview of Ternus, so by shifting Gianandrea's robotics responsibilities to Ternus, both teams are now under a single leader. With this change, Gianandrea and his AI machine learning group will have more time to focus on underlying artificial intelligence technology. Gianandrea hasn't given Apple any indication that he's planning to leave the company anytime soon, but the continued shift of responsibilities has raised the prospect that the company may be preparing for a world without Gianandrea at the helm of its AI efforts. In other news today, Apple's rumored iPhone 17 Air just won't be thinner than the standard iPhone 17. According to analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, it might also share an important hardware improvement with the iPhone 17 Pro models. Based on supply chain analysis, Kuo believes that Apple will equip the iPhone 17 Air, iPhone 17 Pro, and iPhone 17 Pro Max with 12 gigabytes of RAM. Previously, Kuo expected only the 17 Pro Max to be equipped with 12 gigabytes of RAM. The standard iPhone 17 model is currently expected to stick with the same 8 gigabytes of RAM as the iPhone 16, but Kuo hasn't ruled out the possibility that 12 gigabytes of RAM could come to that model as well. It all depends on what he describes as potential supply shortages within Apple's partners. Apple currently ships 8 gigabytes of RAM in the iPhone 16e, 16, 16 Plus, 16 Pro, and 16 Pro Max. 8 gigabytes of RAM has been the base RAM amount for powering Apple intelligence features on the iPhone and iPad. That's why the iPhone 15 Pro phones, the first phones with 8 gigabytes of RAM, support Apple intelligence, while the 15 and 15 Plus, which have 6 gigabytes of RAM, do not. Ultimately, this is just another example of Apple refocusing on RAM amounts in its iPhone, iPad, and Mac products in the age of Apple intelligence. RAM plays a key role in the performance of these features, and as Apple works on eventually shipping more powerful and capable AI features, it'll need all the RAM it can get to power those capabilities. We are supported this week by Card Pointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. Card Pointers shows you in-depth details about the rewards and offers for each of your cards, so you know the best credit card to use for every purchase to make sure you're earning the most cash back or rewards points every time. In fact, most users save over $750 per year thanks to Card Pointers. 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 30% on Card Pointers and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes. My thanks to Card Pointers for their support of the show. Running out today, Apple CEO Tim Cook is being pressed for information on his collaboration with the Trump administration surrounding tariffs. In a letter sent last week, Senator Elizabeth Warren said that Cook's work with Trump, quote, creates the appearance of impropriety, end quote. This comes after Warren and other senators also questioned the $1 million donations made by Cook and others to the Trump Inauguration Fund in January. In the letter, Warren says, quote, "The circumstances surrounding Apple's exemptions raise fresh concerns about influence peddling by huge, well-connected corporations and their ability to gain special favors from President Trump, end quote. As we've covered extensively, Trump announced massive tariffs on China and the rest of the world, impacting almost every part of Apple's supply chain. Trump then enacted a 90-day pause on tariffs for most countries, while simultaneously increasing the tariff on imports from China. Apple raced to fly planes full of iPhones into the United States before those tariffs were enacted. Trump then announced wide-ranging exemptions for those tariffs, covering smartphones, laptops, and other product categories. A report from the Washington Post last week offered a glimpse at Cook's communication with the Trump administration in seeking these exemptions. Cook is said to have spoken with multiple senior members of the Trump administration about the potential impact of tariffs on iPhone prices. In the letter, Elizabeth Warren says, quote, "At best, your work to eliminate the tariffs on Apple products and President Trump's subsequent decision to exempt certain Apple products creates the appearance of impropriety. However, recent reporting also raises serious questions about the extent to which it is possible for massive corporate special interests to use their money and influence to secure tariff exemptions that are unavailable to Main Street small businesses," end quote. Warren specifically outlines four different questions that she wants Tim Cook to answer, including the nature of his discussions with Trump administration officials, when Apple found out about tariff exemptions announced by Trump on April 12th, and the value of the additional profits that Apple will obtain as a result of President Trump's tariff exemption. The Trump administration is expected to announce a broader plan for tariffs on products like smartphones and laptops within the next month or two. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.